Ephemera. Work submitted by the scholar Johannes Gutenberg in the year 1455, restricted to the Black Archives under the order of the Archivist Magister for use of curators only. One thing is certain, the foundation of the great library itself, from the doctrine of mirroring forward, rests the safety and security of human knowledge upon the work of obscurists, and this system cannot be long sustained. I propose a purely mechanical solution. The attached designs show a device that can efficiently, accurately reproduce text without the involvement of an obscurist, through the simple use of hand-cut letters, a frame in which they would be placed, ink and plain paper. Through this method, we may eliminate the doctrine of mirroring and instead create fast, easily made reproductions of our volumes. I have created a working model and reproduced the page you hold now. It is the first of its kind, and I believe it is the future of the world. Tota est scientia. Annotation in the hand of the Archivist Magister. It is unfortunate that scholar Gutenberg has fallen prey to this unthinkable heresy. He fails to realize the danger of what he proposes. Without the library's steady guidance, this device would allow the uncontrollable spread of not only knowledge, but folly. Imagine a world in which anyone, anywhere, could create and distribute their own words, however ignorant or flawed, and we have often seen dangerous progress that was only just checked in time to prevent more chaos. The machine is to be destroyed, of course, and all such research interdicted. Sadly, it becomes obvious that scholar Gutenberg cannot be trusted. We must silence him and put this lethal heresy out of our minds. I realize that Gutenberg is a great loss, but we cannot be weak if the library is to resist this invasive, persistent disease of progress.